Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help let them go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Tishner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. The Posse of Angels have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and very compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So, just like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. That call-in number to call in for the show is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, again, welcome, everyone, to Angel Healing House. Thank you so, so very much for listening in, whether it's on computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. So here we are on December 31st, the last day of 2013, full of promise and the feeling that anything is possible as we begin a brand new year. With the closing of one year, many people make promises that next year will be different, different for relationships, different for careers, different for health regimes. I've heard so many people say, I'll exercise more next year or I'll eat better. And yet, just because a new year dawns, we may not have any more clarity as to how are we going to make those different things a reality. You know, through my business, Angel Healing House, which again can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I have helped so many people find their clarity and clients transform their view of life. And with this newfound change, their realities begin to change. If you'd like to create a different life for yourself in 2014, do remember that you cannot create a new life with the same old tools that did not work before. If you need some new tools and angelically channeled insights and messages on creating your new life, you can book my intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions. They are life-changing. Or an angel reading. You can call me at Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. You know, your new life is waiting for you to step forward, to make that first step toward manifesting it into reality. Also, I'll be sending out my January 2014 Angel Healing House Channel's Angel Newsletter. And if you'd like to receive these angelic insights on relevant topics that can help us all live in clarity, peace, and joy, do send me your request with your email address, once again, to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. I see that we have several callers holding on the line. The first one that's going to be picked up is 415, so please do hang on. The next is 678. If you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about the topic of today. And our topic today is paint the most amazing portrait of your life. So, what is it about the year drawing to a close that triggers in many of us a longing to close the doors on the old year and starts to get us excited about starting a brand new year? You know, with the beginning of a new year, that slate is completely clean. It's like we're starting with a new book and the pages haven't been written on it as yet. We get to start over. And, you know, even before we sing Auld Lang Syne, and we're raising and we're clinking our champagne glasses, the approaching new year stirs up in us a sense of renewal, a sense of rebirth, like we're anticipating a new phase of our life, which is about to begin. You know, this excited energy has many of us discarding the old and deciding to embrace the new. You know, this feeling of leaving the past and jumping and moving forward to the new brought to mind a wonderful childhood memory of mine. You know, as a little girl, I remember growing up on our farm in Virginia and watching Mother Nature come alive in the springtime after a long, frozen winter. On one of my many walks through the beautiful countryside, I happened to hear a bird chirping. And I looked up, and I saw a bird flying around a nest. I watched as this bird excitedly darted back and forth excitedly over the nest. And suddenly, I saw a smaller bird peek over the side of the nest and quickly pull its head back out of sight. It was obviously a baby bird in the nest. I sat down on a patch of grass, and I watched with great curiosity as this tiny little bird performed the same action several times. He stuck his head over the side, and then he pulled his head back in. And all of a sudden, the baby bird seemed to throw itself out of the nest, and it began to plummet to the ground. When miraculously, halfway down, this tiny bird instinctively spread his wings and he glided to the earth. I sat transfixed at the wonder and the deep unconscious knowing that that little creature had demonstrated grown too big for the nest. You know, but the thought of leaving the comfort and security of its home was absolutely terrifying for it. With the feeling that it was his time to leave, along with his parents urging as the parent went back and forth over the nest screaming at him to jump forth, it was only after he leapt from his familiar but restricted nest that he could spread his wings fully and he remembered how to fly. You know, this memory, it made me think about all the things that we truly have outgrown in our lives that are constricting and restricting us. The things or the people that we have outgrown are now energetically expired. You know, some could say they're past their use-by date. If they were old milk, we would be throwing them out or separating from them as they no longer serve us anymore for our highest good. With the new year approaching, time to truly consider what we can finally let go of. In this way, we can be 100% clear to truly start to paint the most amazing, inspired, magnificent portrait of our lives that we can possibly imagine. You know, just imagine that you're standing before an easel and you're preparing to paint the most magnificent portrait of your life. Needing art supplies, you decide to go downstairs into a dark, damp, cluttered basement and start to search through dusty, mildewed boxes for your old paints and brushes. After brushing away the cobwebs and shooing away a mouse or spiders, you finally come across your old art supplies and you take them upstairs into the light of day. Opening your old box of paints, you see that the cakes of paint have worn down thin, and they're rather cracked because there are splotches of hardened paint caked on the palette. You then decide to open up the rusted clasp of your case holding your brushes. And you wince as you see that many of the brushes are thin. They've lost many of their bristles, and the majority of them are bent and misshapen. You know, suddenly your enthusiasm for creating what is new and fresh and alive is very much dampened by using old, energetically tired, and worn-out supplies. And while the past year saw many of us rummaging around in the basement, the closet, and the attics of our lives, to really assess those things and people that were not serving us for our highest good anymore, the new year is a great opportunity to allow ourselves to use a new set of paint to help us paint a masterpiece. Before we go on and get some insights from the Posse of Angels on how to paint the most amazing portrait of our life, let's go to our first caller. Our first caller, 415, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello, this is Jessica.
Hello. Hi, Jessica, where are you calling from?
Hi, from Florida.
From Florida. So, have you made any New Year's resolutions or wishes with this last day?
A lot of wishes, but that's been over the last several months, so nothing special. Just continuing clearing out.
Okay, that's a really good thing because there are a lot of people that do make New Year's resolutions. They do make wishes, but whenever we come to, crossroads or events like a New Year's or birthdays or anniversaries, they also are not a stepping stone forward, but they also give us an opportunity to look back. And a lot of people, first of all, they don't look back to see what hasn't worked for them in their lives and what still needs to be cleared out because The new can only come in when we make way by clearing out that which is not honoring to us or respectful for us anymore, or it's just worn out. It's like a coat which has become really too small for us. So in that regard, have you seen yourself getting, not rid of, but, going beyond relationships or things to do with your life?
Yeah, I'm way past that. And also, I feel like I've outgrown my apartment, too. So
yeah.
I'm releasing everything. It's exciting.
It's exciting. It truly is. You know, on my last radio program, this one area about us moving, movement in our career, movement in connections, movement in opportunities, but not only that, but physically moving. I mean, out of the eight or so calls I got on my last radio program, I think about, five or six were specifically about moving location, about anticipating a move. And so this is definitely an area where so many of us are going to find ourselves. Even if, we haven't thought to ourselves, well, where I live is not too bad and, there's nothing really wrong with it. But it's like a coat. That's what the Posse of Angels is showing me. It's a coat which has become way too small for us because, like the story with the little bird that I told at the beginning of the program, our wings have become constricted where we are and we're ready to fly. So many of us are ready to fly and embrace the new opportunities which are opening up for us. One of the things that the Posse of Angels are saying about your wishes is they want you to know that in the next couple of days, and this is for myself, this is for all listeners as well, there's a dissolving energy that's coming into play with the new moon on January 1st. This is a very unusual thing for a new year to start with a new moon. I think the last time we had one was like 30 years ago or something like that, and it was a long time before that. But the energies are not just about the new moon coming in, but they're actually dissolving energy. So they will be dissolving any blocks that we had to, maybe finances or being able to move forward with our careers or finding that new location. So the Posse of Angels in particular are having you, reminding you of the dissolving energies that are happening in the next couple of days. So is there any area in particular that you want to ask the Posse of Angels a question or a concern?
Yeah, a man has come into my life that has that stated that he's helping me with my career, and mm-hmm. he's gotten me to dream the dreams that I once had, dream bigger, but mm-hmm. And he says he has a lot of connections and things like that, but I haven't seen anything physically. He tells me stories of things that he's doing mm-hmm. for me, but I feel I'm not really sure what to make of him, if I should just trust and that it'll happen, or that he's full of baloney and just leading me on. I want to get really excited about the changes, and it seems like this is the answer to my prayers. But also, I don't know how to phrase the question, but I think you get the idea.
I do get the idea because, all right, Jessica, I can feel that you have the Posse of Angels are saying that you have transcended your karma. You know this. You're very clear now. And the fact that you have drawn this person to yourself like he's the answer to your prayers, you were looking at him, but they're saying to get cautiously excited. What's going to happen to so many of us? Because we have been clear, our wishes, our intentions, our prayers, our pleading, our begging, our crying, but that's been heard. All of those intentions were heard by the universe, God, and the angels, but it wasn't time for them to be fulfilled. So what we're going to be drawing to ourselves is, and a lot of things are going to all seemingly coming at once, is answers to our prayers. But the answers to our prayers, we have to be really careful about who we align ourselves with, because, okay, this guy is an answer to your prayer, you know, of how I'm going to step forward, and, you know, he could be pie in the sky. He could be, you know, telling you that, I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to do that for you, I'm going to do this for you, all of those things. But nothing has manifested truly in your reality, tangibly in your reality as yet. So they're saying, yes, get cautiously excited about it. You know, when I ask the posse of angels, is this man duplicitous? They say no. Is he malevolent? No, because you would not have drawn him to yourself because of your beautiful energies inside. They're bright, they're optimistic, they're positive, they're very full of light. So you drew this person to yourself. And I'm just asking them if he's going to be a help in your career. And they say yes. They say yes, but they're not saying how he's going to be. So what you're feeling now is absolutely 100%. It's not right or wrong, but you know, I don't quite know how to say it any other way by being cautiously optimistic and cautiously excited about this, because your intuition is really picking up. You know, well, in my heart, I'm getting excited, but I don't really have anything yet tangibly to hold on to. So does that feel as if it's in alignment with what you're feeling?
Yeah, I've definitely been cautiously excited and at times very, very excited. And I know even if it doesn't work out with him, that it still brings in that good energy for me because it's putting me in this really good zone. But I just feel, I guess there's a little bit fear there that if it doesn't work with him, I know the universe is going to bring in something else, but I feel so excited about, hey, it's going to work this time. Like I just, and I know it doesn't need to be him. It's just kind of, you know, when it's like something you wanted for something your whole life and now it's here, but it's
so
not here yet, you know?
Yeah. And the posse of angels are also saying that I don't know what you've experienced, but what I've experienced in the last 3 months is a lot of dress rehearsals. Life has seemed to answer my prayers in such a way that they've shown me an opportunity or they've shown me a connection, and my heart has said, Jessica, oh my gosh, this is it. And then it's like God presented us with a carrot and then pulled it away. It's like, oops, oh no, this is not it. And it's like, what the blank? It's like, why did this be presented to me? And it's been, when I've spoken to so many other people, they've said, I cannot believe you're saying this. And my client said, it's exactly the same thing. It's like I was praying and praying for an opportunity to be more visible, to be, you know, to get myself out there or whatever. And this opportunity came to me, and then suddenly it dissolved. Suddenly, nothing came of it, and it, you know, showing us glimpses of what is going to tangibly and physically come to us on the earth plane in 2014, but it was like little dress rehearsals that we were getting. So either this gentleman is holding a very important key for you, or it will be the energy of that, or it could even be somebody that is associated with this person.
Well, I think it's somebody associated. I just need to meet them, and he hasn't invited me to any events yet, and I started laying some pressure on him because I want to know if he's legit or not, and you know, like, so I've been doing that lately because I've just been feeling it building inside of me.
Yeah. And the important word that you used, Jessica, was yet. Yet. There's so many, we as a collective consciousness work as one, and I don't care how much you've done or how much pipe you've laid and the foundation that you've done, if we cannot move forward until we're ready to move forward, and that's divine timing as well. But this year, 2014, is the year of the visionaries. It's the year of the first wave of light workers. It's in seemingly so many ways that we've been held back because we haven't been able to be heard, to be perceived, to be able to move forward. And so the thing is, it hasn't happened as yet. Just keep doing what you're doing. The Puppy of Angels are saying, you don't miss any signs, by the way. You don't miss any signs. You're so on top of it, like a dog with a bone. The hairs on the back of your neck stand up, and you're just on it immediately. And they're saying that's what they love about you. Saying don't second guess yourself. Don't second guess yourself. You will know. You will know 100%. I mean, it could come back. It could come about in the most convoluted way, as to being invited to these groups. If you're meant to be somewhere, and if you're meant to meet somebody, there is nothing on heaven on earth that could stop that from happening.
Yeah, that's what I keep on saying to myself the last couple of days. So, yeah, thank you for that.
There is nothing that is going to stop you, dear Jessica, and it's your time. The Posse of Angels are not in your head, and they're saying it's definitely your time. So trust in yourself, trust in the grand scheme of things, trust in the reason you came back to this birth plane and you incarnated in the first place is to connect with your passion, your gifts, and your talents and abilities. And God didn't give you those to hide them under a rock. He gave you those things in order for you to shine them forth. Be enthusiastic and excited about that and share it with the rest of humanity, because sharing it with the rest of humanity is the divine plan. And the way the new age is going to unfold is by each and every one of us being able to create it, and that can only happen when those doors of opportunities and connections will open up for us and we'll be able to step through, and you won't miss seeing those doors. So let's go to the cards and see what we've got for you. I'm getting very excited about what's coming up for you.
Me too. I always get excited every day.
Yeah, it's like and it's like living. It's like living life like a child. That's what it is. It's like watching the treasure map of life unfold with all of its wonderment, enchantment, and those of us that experience magic in life. We expect magic to happen. We look at life through the wonderment of a child. So the first one is the Hierophant. Now, this is this gentleman that you've brought to yourself. I don't know if he's a spiritual teacher, in the true sense of the word, spiritual teacher. They're nodding their heads yes. This Hierophant card tells me that he's a spiritual teacher, and that... He does have your best interest at heart. That's
okay.
What he's saying. There could be aspects of this person too that are a bit filled with ego, that he thinks a little bit too highly of himself, perhaps. In some way, the Posse of Angels are very careful with their words. But they're also saying that he sees. Oh my gosh. Okay. They're telling me to tell you that he sees the power within you.
Chills.
And he knows that once you are let loose, you are going to be much more powerful than he is.
Oh, you're making me cry.
You have one of your most endearing features, Jessica, is you don't know how special you are. You do not know how extraordinary you are. And it's the divine feminine. I'm not saying that he hasn't embraced both aspects of his masculine and feminine, but it's time. You know the Katy Perry song, Roar? It's time for Jessica to roar. And don't you let anybody hold you back. And it's aspects in this man are that he's seen this extraordinary greatness. You are the spiritual teacher. You're the metaphysical teacher. Don't wait for anybody to tell you that you have to get a certification to do this, that you have to do a course, that you have to be part of any group. You go out and you do this yourself and build it, and they will come. Build it and they will come, Jessica. That's all you need to do. You don't need to rely on him, on anybody else to be able to do this. Yes, he might have the connections to help you, but I get a feeling, that's why they kept on saying be cautiously optimistic, because there are aspects of this fellow that want to keep you. You know, how long have you known this gentleman for?
I just recently met him, but I had that feeling that he was holding me back, but he wasn't telling me why. And the visions that he was having about me, he hasn't been telling me, and I knew he saw something.
Yeah, yeah. He can see you flying. He can see you soaring. He can see you connecting and enlightening so many others. And it's making him feel uneasy, because that's why he drew, just like you drew him, he drew you to him in order to show what that clear spiritual teacher is without any ego attached to it.
Oh, you're giving me chills again. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, okay, now, even before I turn another card over, this is a really important card. Okay, so what have you done? What have you done to put yourself out there as the metaphysical teacher?
Everything.
Okay.
I'm doing one other thing. Everything.
Okay. All right. They're saying it's your time now. And the reason so many of us have been blocked is that we weren't truly able to be listened to be able to be perceived, to be able even to be seen. I've been in department stores or stores before where I've stood in front of somebody and I've spoken and they did not see me because the vibrational energy was too much of a disconnect that the person couldn't see, couldn't hear me, and I just had to walk away. But now with the shift of energies on the planet, people are now being able to actually see us, and it's our time. Mm-hmm. This is the year the Posse of Angels want me to tell you and other light workers, star seeds, walk-ins, this is the year of the visionary. This is the year that we get to be heard, the starting of all of us who have known this for so long. My beautiful twin flame husband, Pete, says to me, when I tell him that God forgot me, he says, Candy, he says, you were just 10 years too early. That's all. You were just 10 years too early. He says, God never forgot about you. He said, it was just his timing when we were all supposed to step forward. This is a really important thing for you to understand, okay, especially with this gentleman. Okay, Two of Swords comes in. Two of Swords in this position, it's indicating that this moon, this very, very new moon, has you making a decision in your life. It's not a make or break one, because it seems like you've made this decision already. That's why you were getting chills. I really do not need anybody in order to do this. You can even write this down. Write this down as part of your wishes going into the new year. I am the metaphysical teacher. Those words after I am are like taking a chisel and writing them in granite, in marble. I am the spiritual teacher. I am the metaphysical teacher, and I will be heard, and I will be perceived, and I will be respected and honored and, my dear, financially remunerated because we're in physical form. You know, for so long people have said, oh, you can't be spiritual and you can't be rich, but that's a load of BS, because
I'm going for it all.
And they're saying, wish big. Do not hold yourself back at all. See yourself. I see you. I see you on the etheric plane because you were a spiritual teacher before you incarnated. You did this already.
Oh.
You've done this already. So it's just like remembering this. And I see you talking to people. I see you talking to groups of people. I see you inspiring others. Have you written a book?
I have several. They're on their way to being published. But they're all ready to go. We'll put it that way. They're all ready to go. Everything's ready to go.
Okay, that sounds like me. Like my books have been sent out to publishing companies, and it's like I'm waiting to hear back. And the Posse of Angels are laughing, and they said, "We are going to see how blessed we are that our books were held and our endeavors and our projects were held back because of the divine timing for it to happen." And it's going to happen more glorious than we can possibly ever imagine. The next card is the Seven of Wands. There you are. You're rising above the competition. Not that you have any competition, but this is showing a man with a wand. And the wands are about your creativity, your imagination, your vision. And now you're going to be able to be seen. The floodgates are opening. And wonderful things are coming in for you. I usually only draw three cards, but they want me to draw one more card for you. Oh, and here we go. Mm-hmm. Is another seven. The Seven of Cups is saying that there are going to be so many possibilities that are going to be open up for you in order to be the spiritual teacher. So really do watch what you wish for because it's going to come true in 2014.
I do feel that. I told my parents the other day that I'm coming to power this year.
There's no question about it.
I love that. It's true.
It is true. You sound like a very, very young energy. May I ask your chronological age, Jessica?
35.
Okay. You sound like you're a teenager. You sound, so many of us have that youthful, exuberant, enthusiastic, no matter, even if we're older, but we sound very young as we are so excited to get started on the mission that we contracted, and we all contracted to create this new age and to awaken those people who have shifted, those first wave of light workers who we are, that's why we've come back. I take my hat off to you. I'm bowing gracefully and graciously to you for all the extraordinary work that you're going to do on the planet, Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Please stay in touch. Send me your email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. These are not empty words. I often say this when I feel connected with somebody, and I would love to know where your journey takes you.
Thank you.
I can't be everywhere at once, so if somebody does need a spiritual teacher, if somebody does need a metaphysician, I'll say, I can already feel your energies. Our light, they're bright, they're open, they're lovely energies. So I'd say, I know this metaphysical teacher. Her name is Jessica. I can recommend her in Florida.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you for this upcoming year.
Okay, to you too. God bless you. Take care of yourself. Lots of love.
Bye-bye.
And that caller was so amazing because the conversation between Jessica, myself, and the Posse of Angels, it encapsulated everything where we are at the moment. We are going to be drawing people to ourselves that are in answer to our prayers. But just because our prayers are answered doesn't mean that we need to step in straight away. You need to let that sit on your heart, and you need to see if that's 100% in your best interest and if it's going to help you step forward. Now, in Jessica's case, it may not be this man, but it may be somebody associated with him that's going to offer the next piece of the puzzle. So let's go to our next caller, 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candice. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello. Hello, Cyril. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you, Candice?
I'm very well. How has 2013 been for you?
It has been a year of ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. Year of ups and downs, and what things are you, have you made your wish list for 2014?
I intend for 2014 to be a wonderful year in terms of quantum manifestations.
Mm-hmm. And certainly those wishes and those intentions, those desires in our hearts, those will manifest in 2014. And a lot of the times that the Posse of Angels are saying that we have to be, expect the best without having expectations. Because a lot of times it will be coming in, but in very different ways from where we think it's going to be coming in. So I guess you, me, and everyone else, we really do need to surrender, and we do need to let go and release all the expectations we have on how those wishes are going to come true. You know, it's like a client of mine once really needed a new car because her old car was just dying, and she came in for a session and she said, I don't have money and my funds are so low and I need a new car, but it's not going to happen if I don't have any money. And I said, that's not true. I said, the universe is its only purpose is wanting to give to you. I said, you need to go home and you need to thank God not only for your blessings, but thank God for the new car that is coming your way. And so that's what she did. She went home and she thanked God. She said, thank you for my new car. And she didn't put down how it was going to come. Do you know, 6 weeks later, her mother called up and said, your cousin called up and said that they're moving, overseas for a couple of years. And they have a secondhand car that they don't need anymore. They wouldn't get much money for it. But they wanted to know if you could use it.
Hmm.
And that's the power of the universe. So the first thing that's coming in for you, Cyril, and the Posse of Angels is saying not just you, but myself and everyone, which me included, can learn so much from everybody's individual phone calls, is let go of expectations. Expect your wishes to be coming true, but let go of the how and the when. So that's a really, really important thing to remember. Most of the time we get in our own ways. We trip ourselves up because we say, oh, it's got to come in this way and through this person and this thing has to happen. So I don't know. Jessica, like so many others, are getting very excited about this year starting and unfolding for us. So is there any question in particular while I'm choosing some cards for you?
I simply wanted an angel message. The year is going to unfold for me.
Okay. Well, you're getting a little bit of a gift because the angels are saying that they want me to draw 5 cards for you. That's interesting. Usually everybody gets 3 cards, but they said Cyril gets 5 cards. So let's see what's turns out. You've already got a blessing because you got 2 extra cards. Okay.
Yes.
The first card that's come out is the 8 of Pentacles. The 8 of Pentacles is about the universe remunerating you financially for being remarkable. You have made, there were strides in 2013 that you've made, even though things were a bit difficult, even though, you felt held back. Sometimes it was like walking through molasses, 2013 was, but you've put things into place. The certifications that you've received and the things that you've done to put you in a place where you can be better financially remunerated in the year coming up. So, and do you, was there a certification that you got this past year?
Yeah, the certification is still going on.
Okay, that's still going on. Well, they're saying they're nodding their heads and they're saying that they applaud you for moving ahead with that, and they want you to know that there are going to be more connections and more opportunities associated with that. The next card that comes in is the Star card, and you know what? You've got 2 8s in a row. 8 is the number of prosperity, wealth, riches, abundance. It's also the Strength card as well. But this is being the star of your own show. And never, okay, they're saying, Cyril, don't second guess yourself. You know, sometimes you have a possibility of second guessing your intuition, but they're saying you mm-hmm. really know, you do know what you want and to go for it. The next card that's come out for you is the Page of Swords. And the Page of Swords is telling you that don't take things too seriously. They're saying that you need to play more and you need to have fun more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So really do make time. Do make time to play and have fun and giggle and laugh and act silly. And that's all part of that seeing life through wonderment and enchantment. The next card is the Fool card. You, me, and everyone else will be starting over. It feels like, and that's another child card that's come in. The universe is going to give you opportunities to feel like you're a child and to feel like you're going to be starting over. And the very last card is the Page of Pentacles. You started with a money card and you're ending with a money card. So you will be presented with opportunities and connections this year, Cyril, that are going to build on that certification, and mm-hmm. it's going to see you more noticed for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, Candy. Thank you so much for the reading.
Okay, and Happy New Year, sweetheart, and God bless you. Take care.
Happy New Year to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So let's just go on with we've got about 12 minutes left. The Posse of Angels want to tell us all that when we decide to paint the most wonderful new masterpiece of our life, it's important not to fall into the same old ways of painting that we chose when we painted our former lives. Number one is to make sure that you choose colors that are infused with love and light and brightness and radiance. For instance, in my former life of fear and low self-worth and sabotage, I chose a limited set of colors that were dark, and I mainly used grays and browns and blacks to express what I was feeling. Choosing to paint a very different portrait of my life 10 years ago, I started with a new easel and new paints and new brushes. My new color choices were light, and they were filled with exciting colors, and then the paint excitedly laughed and giggled and skipped along while illuminating the paper with an infectious vibrancy. You know, even though you may purchase a new easel for yourself, there's a caution to not paint with the same colors that you might have used to paint a previous life, a life that was not honoring or respectful as to who you are now. Number two. You know, when I painted my former life, I was so careful to not color outside of the lines. My hands and my arms were restricted by the programming, by the belief systems of all of the shoulds and the have-tos of other people telling me how I should paint. This restriction of my life force energy had me so afraid of making a mistake that it stopped the creative force within me. When painting, please allow yourself to be vulnerable, to express yourself with unbridled abandonment, without any constrictions, and in this way, I allowed myself to fully experience my full joy of expression. Now, number three, as I allowed myself to choose colors of light and gave myself permission to have unbridled freedom to create from my heart, I noticed that my whole perspective in my painting, as well as all aspects of my life, started to shift. With my newfound ability to communicate through my art with ease and with grace, I also noticed that I was allowing myself to communicate fully, honestly, authentically, and without any apology. By changing my perspective, my life became an adventure of my own beautiful creation, as there were no prescribed ways to live. As a result of my new creative freedom, I suddenly became totally open to receive, as though my arms were thrown wide open to embrace all possibilities. It was at that point that I felt like the little baby bird who was no longer restricted by the conformance of the nest, and I could fly. So the Posse of Angels wants us to realize that when it comes to creating a new life for ourselves, as we are divine and powerful, we can substitute the analogy of using new paint for all sorts of outdated things in our lives, including people. In fact, the Posse of Angels is saying that with this grand shift in the consciousness on the planet, the higher energies that we are now carrying will be far-reaching. Don't be surprised if these higher energies within you seem to be magically clearing and cleansing people from your life that are no longer in alignment for the highest representation of who you divinely are, in order for you to be presented to the planet in your full glory in 2014. Now, to get ready for the amazing and highest authentic representation of ourselves in 2014, God and the angels have given us a glimpse into our future these past 3 months by presenting people and situations that have given us a taste of what to expect, sort of like a dress rehearsal for the new year. I don't know about you, but I was presented with several people who I brought to myself that looked on the surface like they were there to help me, and then almost as quickly, they decided to pull away as if the universe boomeranged them out of my life. This was not only some people, but this was events that I was offered to be a part of as well. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying these things were not a mistake at all, and the opportunities that will manifest as a result of these associations will be presented to us at a later date. They are also saying that all will be revealed for us to allow God's divine timing to work magic in our lives. They're also saying that although so many of us, light workers and starseeds and walk-ins, are so ready to be seen and perceived and take our voice out into the world, the energies are not quite right in this second, but they will slowly unfold for us. Well, not so slowly. In some instances, they will bang open in our life like fireworks in 2014. They're also adding that with this knowledge is for us to go out and have fun and play over the next 2 weeks. You know, if you want to spend the day in your fluffy slippers, do. If you want to spend the day rugged up in all your glory and listen to relaxing music, do that, because your time is coming and will be shown to you on how to step forward. And if you've not liked the portrait that you've painted for your life up until now, the Posse of Angels is going to give you some more pointers. They're saying that whether you choose to take pointers, somebody like Picasso, you know, Picasso had many periods. He had his blue period. He had his red period. He even decided to draw animals. People that looked like dogs. So if you want to choose to emulate Picasso as you paint the picture of your life, or perhaps you choose to do it on a much grander scheme, you choose to grace the cathedral with your painting talents, like Michelangelo's beautiful Sistine Chapel, all of this is just merely a matter of your preference. Regardless of whose work that you are drawn to and admire in the world and might want to copy, might I suggest that you stay true to the greatest artist of them all. For each and every one of us has been endowed with the soul of a creator. We are much more powerful, expansive, and limitless and multidimensional than we can possibly imagine. And it was written, actually written in our DNA and decreed by God that we are inherently abundant with creative skills. So remember, when you're painting or writing or allowing yourself to be creative, allow yourself to be free and remain youthful and connected to the child within. In this way, your portrait will represent the wonder and the enchantment of life, and it'll never get staid and boring. By remaining connected to the child within, we never stop looking for the extraordinary and the wonderful in life. And when we consciously look for the magic in our lives, we then will be able to go on and paint it in the portrait and the magnificent masterpiece that we paint for ourselves. And the magic in life will then always be manifesting in our reality. So in the new year, get your smocks out, your painter's beret, your fresh paints and brushes and new easel, and have a marvelous time joyously creating the most miraculous portrait of your life. And that just about wraps the show up for today. I would like to wish everybody the most extraordinary new year possible. In this last day of 2013, do remember to take a look back, no matter how hard your life has been, and bless whatever happened to you. See it as a learning experience, seeing as it was an opportunity for you to grow and to expand and have strengthened your character. So bless the past year, no matter what it's brought to you, and turn your eyes then to 2014. Open that new book for yourself. And in each second, each moment of every day, is write the most amazing portrait of your life that you can possibly imagine. Thank you to all of my callers that I've had this past year. You have enriched my life and the life of many others more than you possibly imagine. And thank you so much, listeners all around the world, for tuning in to Angel Healing House and supporting me, for fostering me, and for encouraging me these last 2 years. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth. Shine forth those extraordinary talents of yours, your passion, your ability, and to please go out and to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. Happy New Year. Happy 2014. And I will see you in next week in 2014. All the best, everyone. Love and angel blessings. Take care. Bye.